Welcome to Quick News. This is Ted. The news was published on January 6th, a Monday. Today we're discussing the fascinating and controversial topic of memory extraction from deceased individuals. Let's dive into the science and key terminology. Eric, could you explain the concept behind memory extraction and the engram?
Sure, Ted. The engram is essentially the physical trace in the brain where memories are stored. These memories are encoded by groups of neurons that interact through synapses. So, in theory, memory extraction involves locating these specific neurons, understanding their interactions, and artificially reactivating them to reconstruct the memory.
But it's not that simple, is it? The article mentions that even with technological advances, recreating the actual lived experience of a memory might be unattainable. It's all highly speculative and possibly impossible.
I agree it's speculative, but advances in neuroscience have shown that partial memory extraction might be possible.
Manipulating a mouse's memory doesn't mean we can do the same with humans. Our memories are much more complex, integrating abstract ideas, personal relationships, and emotions.
Kate, how do you see the limitations in recreating human memories?
The article emphasizes that memories are dynamic and undergo reconsolidation over time, meaning they change and get updated. Even if we could extract them, they might be distorted or incomplete versions of the original experience.
But that doesn't mean we shouldn't explore the possibilities. The scientific community has always pushed boundaries, and we could uncover significant breakthroughs by understanding how memories are formed and stored.
To what end, though? The ethical implications are enormous. Extracting memories without consent could lead to misuse in legal disputes, commercial purposes.
That's why regulations would be necessary. The potential benefits in fields like neuroscience, psychology, and even criminal justice could be transformative.
Eric brings up potential benefits. Can you both outline what you think are the most significant ones?
Well, improving our understanding of neurological diseases like Alzheimer's by studying how memories deteriorate could be huge. It could lead to breakthroughs in treatment and care.
And I think that's a very optimistic view. My concern is more about the societal and ethical ramifications. How would this technology impact personal privacy and consent, especially after death?
Now let's compare this to similar historic events or developments. Eric, can you think of a historical event that might offer relevant lessons?
Absolutely. I think about the Human Genome Project. It raised similar ethical concerns, but eventually revolutionized medicine by leading to personalized treatments and a better understanding of genetic diseases.
But at what cost? The Human Genome Project also brought about issues related to genetic privacy, discrimination, and patenting genes, which is an ethical minefield.
Eric, how is the Human Genome Project comparable to memory extraction?
Both involve highly personal information. Just as genetic data can reveal predispositions to certain diseases, memories contain intimate details of an individual's life. The objective was to decode the genetic information for the benefit of humanity, just like extracting memories could greatly advance our understanding of the brain.
But extracting memories is far more invasive. The Human Genome Project dealt with data that people could, in theory, control and consent to be used. What we're discussing here is accessing private thoughts and experiences without the person's consent.
Yes, but if strictly regulated, the potential benefits could be
managed appropriately. What about the psychological impact on families? Something like reliving the memories of a loved one, especially if they're incomplete or misinterpreted, could have devastating
effects.
How would
both of you address these potential psychological impacts?
I think it's a risk too great to take. The emotional toll on families and the sanctity of personal memories should be respected, even in death.
While I understand the risks, psychological counseling and clear guidelines could mitigate these impacts. Much like how genetic counselors help families understand genetic information, we could develop frameworks to assist families in handling extracted memories.
Do you both think society is ready for this technology?
Absolutely not. We must tread carefully and consider all ethical implications before moving forward.
I think society is more ready than you give it credit for. Ethical debates will always accompany technological advancements, and gradual regulated implementation could lead us to important discoveries.
Let's move on to two possible future scenarios. Eric, can you describe a future where this technology is successfully implemented?
We could see significant advancements in treating neurological disorders and a deeper understanding of the human brain. This technology could help criminal investigations by accessing memories of victims or witnesses, and even assist in understanding unresolved historical events by accessing the minds of those who lived through them.
That's dystopian. You're talking about a world where privacy doesn't exist, even in death. The potential for abuse is massive. Imagine governments or corporations accessing personal memories for manipulation or exploitation.
How would regulations play a role in this scenario?
Strict ethical guidelines and legal frameworks would be crucial. A regulatory body could oversee the application of this technology to ensure it's used responsibly.
And who decides these guidelines? History has shown that regulations can be bent or broken, leading to unintended consequences and misuse.
Kate, can you envision a different future where this technology fails or is abandoned?
Yes, I see a future where the ethical dilemmas and technical challenges prove too great. Memory extraction could be abandoned, leading us to focus on less invasive technologies and methods for understanding the brain.
But abandoning it entirely could mean missing out on invaluable knowledge. We should be cautious, but not fearful of exploring new frontiers.
Sometimes the cost of exploration is too high. We need to prioritize ethical considerations and the potential harm to individuals and society.
If this technology is abandoned, where should research focus instead?
Research could focus on enhancing non-invasive brain imaging techniques and improving cognitive therapies for mental health conditions.
And I believe we should prioritize ethical AI and data privacy technologies to protect individuals' mental and emotional well-being.
Thank you both for your insightful points.